reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7. Don't condemn others, and God will not condemn you. God will treat you as you treat others. You will be treated exactly as you treat others. How is it that you can see the speck in your friend's eye, but don't notice the log in your own eye? How can you say, my friend, let me take the speck out of your eye when you don't see the log in your own eye? Goodness me, first take the log out of your own eye. Then you can say and tell your friend how to take the speck out of their eye. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think most of us know people who have suffered from poor vision caused by cataracts in their eyes. And if so, we will also know of the great delight these people experience when the cataracts are removed in surgery. It's all about the new vision experienced. And so we hear remarks like, well, I had no idea such and such was so beautiful. Or, goodness me, what amazing clarity there is in that painting. And so it goes on. No wonder we heard in Scripture the other day that the eyes are like a window for the body, and if the eye is sound, the whole body will be filled with light. In today's gospel, Jesus uses the illustration of the speck in our neighbor's eye, our friend's eye, and the log in our own to challenge us about how we judge others when we are unable to see reality as it is. I suppose if the obstacle in our own eye is as great as the log, we will lack clarity of vision in a very serious manner. Beauty, we are told, is in the eye of the beholder. Recently, when I was speaking with a mother of a beautiful Down syndrome child, I was very saddened to hear of the treatment her child had been experiencing from a teacher. As I listened, I became very aware that this child was being judged harshly, really, by the teacher. When we look upon another with judgment, we actually do not see. The teacher could not see the beauty of this child. You know, it really isn't possible to appreciate goodness or even see potential when we label, categorize, judge, or act with prejudice. Last Sunday we heard the gospel of the woman who anointed the feet of Jesus with her loving tears, her gratitude at being loved and forgiven. And she had a new awareness of the person of Jesus. Yet Simon, from his position of judgment, had missed the whole point. He'd failed to see what was really happening. Jesus had to help Simon see again, to remove the log from his eye, so that he could notice the woman's love. And likewise, in the parable of the prodigal father, Jesus invites us to reflect on the attitude of the older brother at the return of his younger brother who had squandered all his money. The older brother sadly has a very big log in his eye and thus is prevented from seeing the love and the remorse in his brother falling at the feet of his father for forgiveness. So in today's gospel, Jesus is warning us about judging others. Whatever is in our eye prevents us from seeing with clarity, and we judge the other from a position of blindness. Jesus challenges us to remove the log from our own eye so that we can see the goodness in the other. The most moving experience I have had of someone forgiving another from a place of real beauty was recently when the wife of a man who was killed by a drunken driver approached me on her husband's first anniversary. She asked me, was I the sister who taught in the prison? And when I responded yes, that I was, she asked me, how's the man who killed my husband? How is he coping with the cold? Do you think I could knit him a pair of bed socks? Goodness me, I was blown away, as they say nowadays. This woman really wanted to know and to see, was this young man turning his life around? She actually asked me, is he making use of the time in prison? To which I was very happy to assure her that yes, he was. And since then, she has entered into a restorative justice program with this young man. And well, the rest remains a great mystery. So when we stand in the beauty of non-judgment, we see beauty. We see goodness all around us. No wonder Jesus invites us, challenges us to remove the log from our own eye when we look at the speck in the eye of our friend, our neighbor, our sister or brother. Yes, judgment can make us blind to the beauty of the other. Blessings as we remove logs from our eyes.